Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, Omar Shemuel, Kol Shebechatzis Mesa, Bepetach, Korev Shlomim. Before we begin Shemuel, it would be kedai just to do a very, very quick chazara on what Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, and what Rabbah and Reb Zeira argued in the Gemara. Remember, we had yesterday in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that sometimes Tumuras HaPesach is Kreva, and some Tumuras HaPesach is not Kreva. So Rabbi Kiva said, I will explain. We're not focusing today on the Tumura. We're only focusing today on the Korban Pesach itself. And Rabbi Kiva said, A Pesach Shenimtza Koidim Shchitas HaPesach, meaning, the Pesach made a plater. It ran away. It came back before the Shechita of the replacement. Pesach went away, came back before the Shechita of the replacement. What's the din? Yirat Shiestayv, Yimach, V'yom, V'dam, V'dam. You have to go and Yirat Shiestayv, and then you wait until it gets a mum, and you sell it, and you buy a shlam. However, Achash Shechitas HaPesach, if you only find the Karm Pesach after it's already too late, they already brought the new replacement Korban Pesach. Then Korish Shlomim, then the new one, not the new one, the old Korban Pesach, the Baruch Hashem, has found its way back to its owner. What's the halacha? It itself is a Shlom. So when we learned this yesterday, we explained the reason why there's a difference between if you find the Pesach before the Shechita, or if you find the Pesach after the Shechita, because if you find it before the Shechita, and the Baal HaChabura, or the Baal Karm Pesach, he made an affirmative decision to go and shech the replacement instead of the original Karm Pesach. He's been matched biyadayim, he's pushed it aside. Since he's pushed it aside, you can't bring it for Karban anymore. But rather what you can do is, wait until he gets a mum, and then you take the money and you buy your Karban Shlam. However, if you only found it after the Shechitas HaPesach, you didn't make a Dechia biyadayim. It wasn't here. Karev Shlam. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. In our Gemara, we had a machloikis between Rava or Rabba and Reb Zeira. What was the machloikis? That Rabba said pshat. No, here's that. Rava's later on. Rabba said literally, like it says in our Mishnah, koidem shchita uli acher shchita. Here they found it before shchita. What's the din? Roya, wait until it gets a mum. Reb Zeira said, no, it's not before Shechita and after Shechita, but before Chatzois, Uli Acher Chatzois. Why? Because Reb Zeira says that the Zman itself, that's Koiveya, and if at that time you already found the old Karban Pesach, and you don't bring the old Karban Pesach subsequently, boom. What's the halacha? Like it says in the Mishnah, Roya, you wait until it gets a mum, and you use the money for a Karban Shlam. However, if it's Acher Chatzois, even though it's before the Shechitas HaPesach, but it's Chatzois which is Koiveya, and therefore it becomes Nidcha, since you found it after Chatzois, even though it's before the Shechita, it's not Nidcha, because this man which is Koiveya is the Chatzois, it came back after the Chatzois, you can bring it for a Karban Shlam. As we explained yesterday, the only machloikis between Rabba and Reb Zeira is in that interim period between Chatzois and the Shechita. If the animal reappeared post Chatzois, before the Shechita, there we have a machloikis between Rabba and Reb Zeira. Well, according to Reb Zeira, since it came after Chatzois, it goes for a Shlomim. Well, Rabba says if it was before the Shechita HaPesach, it's Nidcha, and it has a din of Roya Ad Shiestayv until it gets a mum, and you take the money to go and buy a Karm Shlomim. Put that in the back of your minds. We're going to come back to that shortly. We start off with the Machlokes with Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Shmuel. Seven lines from the top of Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Kol Shebechatzis Mesa. Pesach nami roya. Any term that you find by a karm chatas that it's roya, then by Pesach is also roya. Rashi says that although we are tying the shlomim, we'll start again. In the meantime, if you don't mind, please. Okay. Can I take this chumash from you?
Please.
Thank you. Zogti mar omeshmul kosher b'chatas mesa b'pesach korev shlomim. Says Shmuel, any time that you find by korban chatas that the halacha is that it would go lemisa, by korban pesach it would korev shlom. V'chol shebachatas roya b'pesach nami roya. Rashi immediately points out that although that Shmuel is tying Pesach to Chatas, there's really no halachic significance of the connection. It's really just l'simon ba'alma, that you want to remember after the shir is over, when by a korban Pesach is a korev shlamim, when by a Pesach do you say roya? Oh, just remember the rules that apply to a korban Chatas. If a korban Chatas is mesa, then be Pesach korev shlamim. If by a chatas is roya, but pesach nami roya. Now, what does it mean, kosher b'chatas mesa? So you all remember from kodshim the inyan of the chomesh chatos.
Just
the answer. The chomesh chatos mesos. What are the chomesh chatos mesos? About that, there is a mnemonic of the simna, and that the simna stands for vav, stands for vlad chatos. The Sof stands for Temuras Chatos. The Mem stands for Chatos Shemesu Balea. The Nun stands for Niskapa Balea Biacher. And the Ayin stands for Chatos Shemesu. All those five, the halacha is that it goes Lamisa. What means Lamisa? You go and put it in a kippah. Kippah means that you go and put it behind closed doors. And unfortunately, the animal dies on its own. And that's the halacha, halacha Moshe Sinai. Chomesh Chatois Mesais. Very well known, we've learned that before, Zaya Zayegit. Now, when I was speaking to Rabbi Prager yesterday, Rabbi Prager said, what is the connection between today's Gemara and to Purim? What is the obvious or not so obvious connection? I see everybody scratching their heads and they don't know the obvious connection. And the answer is, because it says, the Simna hoisa pilegish. Simna was a pilegish. And what happened to that pilegish?
Malik.
It was the pilegish of Eliphaz. And then the same posse continues. A regular, I wish I could find it. This is in English. It's okay, you don't have to look for it. Anyway, but the point is that it says at the end of the posse that that same Eliphaz who married the pilegish is Simna. Guess what happens? Then. I'll take this one. Thank you. Now, big shot. Let's see if I can find it now. Now it says in the Pasuk, and then the other, and the Pasuk continues on, who do you think was born to that Pilegesh? None other than Amalek. And of course, today is the day that we celebrate the downfall of Amalek and Haman and all of those wonderful, wonderful characters. So to the end of Parashas Yishlach, and it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, V'sim nahoysa filegesh le'elifaz ben Esav v'atelid le'elifaz es Amalek. So we have Amalek in
the here in
yeah, good. Anyway, so that's the connection between Purim and today's Gemara. Fine.
Same spelling?
Amalek is Ayin Mem Lam Kof. V'simna is the same spelling. Vav Sof Mem Nun Ayin. By the way, this V'simna is not something brought by the Achroinim. This is brought in the Shitu Kubetas. This is brought in the Ritva. This is already a simon that was given already by the times of the Rishonim. Anyway, continuing on. So if any one of the five that we just enumerated, there's a din of Misa Be'achatas, by the Korban Pesach. The first one of the five does not shy up by Korban Pesach because the Korban Pesach is a Zohar. So you can't talk about a Vlad Chatas. But if you had a Temuras Chatas, or if you had a Chatas Shemesa Balea, or if you had a case of Niskapa Balea Be'achat, or Ovri Shinosa, not by a Chatas, but by Korban Pesach, the Loch is Korei Shlomim. That's what Shmuel says. The Chosha B'chatas Roya, where everybody Chatas is Roya. Where is there a case of Chatas Roya? Says Rashi, I don't know yet. But Kam Mefarish, we'll see what that means shortly. But wherever by the Chatas is Roya, but Pesach Nami Roya. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eina Pesach Korev Shlom, Ele Shenimtze Achar Shchita. Aval Koidim Shchita Loi. Now the words of Rabbi Yochanan are identical to the words of Rabbah of yesterday. That Rabbah said that when it says in our Mishnah, Omer v'kiva ani afarish ha-Pesach shenimtza koidem shchitas ha-Pesach, then the halach is royeh. Acha shchita sa Pesach, it's a shlomim. And Rabba said, koidim shchita ula acha shchita. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is repeating what Rabba said, eina Pesach korib shlomim al chenimta acha shchita, avu koidim shchita, since it was around. And you pushed it aside and said, I'm not going to go and take this one, I'm going to take the replacement. Loi, it doesn't have a din of a shlomim, it has a din of a yira ad shiestayiv, until it gets a mum. And then what happens after it gets a mum? Then you go and take the money and you go and buy a carbon shlam. Fine. So Rabbi Yochanan is exactly like Rab of yesterday. So what's the machlok between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? At the moment the Gemara doesn't reveal what that machlokes is, but later on, as we will see, Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue. Now, even though you don't see it in the words of Shmuel, but by default, otherwise, what are they arguing about? And Shmuel therefore holds like Reb Zeira, and Reb Zeira says it's not Koidim Shchita, Uli Acher Shchita, but it's Koidim Chatzois, Uli Acher Chatzois. Stay tuned, we're going to discuss this soon. So, Kimar, Nask of Rav Yosef, Fake Tips Rav Yosef. Uklaluhu, you just gave a klal. Now, Rav Yosef is specifically referring to Shmuel's second halacha. Kol shebachatis roya bepesach nami roya. Zogt yetz Rav Yosef. Is that a real klal? Bari chatas sheover shenasa chatas, which is over a year old. Dilaraya azla, it goes to roya. The Omer b'Shimon melokish chatas she'obra shnosa royin oisa ki'ilu hi oimedes bebeis hakvorois. It's as if it happens to be standing in a cemetery. Why do we have such a graphic type of response or statement by Reb Shimon ben Lakish? Says Rashi, because if any Kohen wants to get close to this carbon, we tell him, aros. It's as if the carbon is in a beis hakvorois, which means you cannot even touch it. Don't even stand there. The roya, and you wait and you wait and you wait by this karm chatos until it gets a mum, and then you're going to go and sell it and use the money for a car. 1 second, didn't you just say a moment ago the simna that ayin is of shenasa? It goes lemisa. Is Reb Shimon Alokish arguing on this the simna?
Yes.
So Rashi says that in fact this is shenan altakasha, which you should all remember from Masechtas Tmura. See Rashi a little bit past halfway down. Uklolahu Reish Lakish ben Masechtas Tmura beperik Vlad Chatos v'hosam Moisa l'masnesin. The hosam Viktani v'she'avr shenasa goes l'misa. That's number 5. Umetaritzla, and the Gemara answers that according to Reish Lakish, the hachiktani she'avr shenasa v'avda. Meaning that Reish Lakish agrees, of course. Reish Lakish is not on the status of a Tana to argue with a Mishnah. But Reish Lakish explains the Mishnah that when it says in the Mishnah in Masechtas Tmura she'avr shenasa, it's avr shenasa plus avr shenasa and avda. Two strikes against it, then it goes lemisa. But if it's avr shenasa alone, what's the halacha? Yira achiestayv, it has a din of raya. So getting back to our Gemara assumes that the halacha is like Reish Lakish, and that in fact by Ovr Shenasa alone is a din of raya. Aha, okay. Vilu b'Pesach. Remember, what did Shmuel say in his second halacha? Kol shebachatis raya, b'Pesach nami raya. Aha. So therefore it asks Rav Yosef, if that's the case, b'chatish Ovr Shenasa, it goes l'raya. So now by Karm Pesach, it should also go to Raya. Feel what Pesach ki haigam, the Karm Shlomim. How do I know? The Sanya, a Braisa that we learned yesterday in the Gemara. What does it say in the Braisa? It says by the Karm Shlomim in the Torah, im kesev yavies karbono, if he's going to go and bring a kesev, says the Gemara, what do I need the kesev for? It already said in the Pasuk that you're bringing min hatsoin, and then afterwards it says min o'ez. So what do we have to talk about the kesev for? I know that we're talking, the only other possibility of tzoin besides eiz is the kesev. So the kesev of the rabbis is a Pesach li'aliyah. That comes to tell you the special din that the fatty tail also goes on the mizbeach together with the rest of the emurim, which only applies by kesev, by tzoin, but doesn't apply to an eiz, it doesn't apply to a pa. Why did it say im kesev with the extra im? The rabbi says a Pesach she'avr shenasa. Oh, a Pesach she'avr shenasa. Our case, the Pesach she'avr shenasa. Ushlama boy machmas Pesach, or you have a moisera Pesach. What's the din lechol mitzvah yishlamim? Shete unim semicha unisachim utenuves chavos v'shoyik. Oh, so a korban Pesach she'ob reshenosoy is a full fledged shlamim mit alapitchivkis. Alapitchivkis means mit all halachas are pertinent thereto. Now kishoyim in a's. Why does the Torah say afterwards in a's? If sekinim al a's ain't turn aliyah, no din of aliyah by a goat, because the goat doesn't have that fatty tail, so we don't go and put it on the mizbeach. Very good. Anyway, bottom line is, what's the kasha? Rav Yosef is asking a solid, solid kasha. You, Shmuel, just said in the second halacha, kosher b'chatas roya, b'pesach nami roya. But it's not true, because the case of the chatas she'ovra shenasa, the way Reish Lakish interprets it, the way our Gemara accepts it, the halacha she'ovra shenasa, it's roya by a chatas. Yet the identical case of the Pesach she'ov reshenasa, it's a shlamim. But that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said kol she'ov chatas meisa Pesach go shlamim. Kol she'ov chatas roya, the Pesach nami roya. It's a chzei shver now on Shmuel. Amar ki kama Shmuel ba'avudim. Shmuel is only talking about avudim. Now, what does that mean? He's only talking about avudim. Says Rashi, although when we started off our Gemara, we said, Shmuel, kol shebechatos meiso. Kol shebechatos meiso. Those are the five chomish chatois. Meiso is in the simna and amolek and everything that we spoke about until now. Says, no. Shmuel is not talking in those broad terms of all five. He's only talking about a case of avudim. Now, what means avudim? Avudim means that the animal had gemachta pleita. It got lost. It went away. And the balim were miskaper bi'acher. That's what Shmuel is talking about. So therefore, the question that Rav Yosef asked, by chatos she'ov reshenasa goes l'roya, and here by the korban Pesach it goes l'shlamim. Rabbi Yid, Shmuel's not talking about chatos she'ov reshenasa. Shmuel is only talking about the case of the chatos shniskapru baleo bi'acher, that it ran away. So what's halacha by a chatos shniskapru baleo bi'acher? Well, let's just finish it off. Ki kama Shmuel ba'avudim b'dchuyim loy omer. He's not talking about dochui. Dochui means the other three or four of the five with a nidcha. In other words, for other reasons, we're talking about avudim that the korban chatos got lost, and the same thing applies to our case where the korban Pesach got lost. Okay, so now, how does that work out in the case of the chatos that got lost and the skapro balei biacher? What happens to the korban Pesach? Now the korban chatos, it goes lemisa. It's one of the five chatos meisos, and for our purpose, this is the only one that we're focusing on. It has a din of going lemisa. No, if that's the case, according to Shmuel, kol shebchatos meisa, the Pesach korei shlomim. It should have a din of a shlomim. Even if you're going to tell me that Shmuel was not talking about all five, he's only talking about the case of the chatos sheniskapru baleo biacher, which goes lemisa. Okay, so now vari avuda bishas hafrosha lirabonon dilraya ozla. What the Gemara is asking now, when we're talking about the korban chatos, it depends when it was found. Was it found before the hafrosha of the new replacement? Right? The chatas ran away. You have to replace it. If you were mafresh a new korban and then you found it, or did you find it even before the hafrosha? Before you were mafresh, you found the old korban. Says Zokti Yomar, Variavuda Bishas Hafrosha, Lirabonan Dilaraya Azla. In the case of avuda, that's the avuda that Shmuel is talking about, then the Rabbanan don't hold it goes lemisa, it goes leroya. What case? What do you mean? Now, we have a Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is Rebbe. Then we're going to have the Rabbanan. Now, Hifrish Chatosai, he had a chatos, the avda, and unfortunately it made a pleita, it got lost. Vifish Acheret Sachteo, and now is a mafish, a brand new one. The Nimtzis Arishoina, we find the original one. Varishteyan Oindois, both of them are standing now in front of me, and the Baal Hachatos, the owner, has to make a decision. Achas Mehenti Karev, one of them he's going to bring for Karm Chatos, Ini Mini Manimo. Ushtiya Thomas, whatever is left over, that's going to be Lamisa. Why? Because it's a Chatosh and Skapa Balea Biacher, goes Lamisa, Dibre Rebbe. Rebbe is fine, that's the Chatosh and Skapa Balea Biacher. The Chachome Moimrem. That's only if you already had the shechita mit izrikim and the ganze kapara, and now the chatas comes back and we say to that chatas, it's already too late because we already brought the other karmel chatas. Ein chatas meisa shenim tzelachin skapro balim. Then it goes lemisa. Hakoyim shiskapro balim. What happens if the balim already mafrish a brand new karbon, but we didn't bring it yet? What's gesundheit? So now we have the choice between one and the other. What's the halacha? Then roya. Then that first korban chatas that was now found, it was found kodesh in eskapa balim. It goes l'raya for roya. Aha. Vilu bePesach. When happens you find the same halacha number the Korban Pesach? It was all to Ovad. And he comes back, we find it now after Chatzos. Koidim Shchita. What's the din? Korev Shlomim. It has the din of a Shlomim. Now, does it really have a din of a Shlomim? Let's think about this for a moment. A Pesach that was Nevad, it got lost. We found it after Chatzos, but before the Shechita. What would be the halacha legabi this Korban Pesach? So that, in fact, is the machloikis of Rabba and Rab Zera that we referred to at the outside of today's Shir. Gesundheit. According to Rabba, the determining factor is before Shechita or after Shechita. Since we found this Korban Pesach before Shechita, what did we say in our Mishnah? Ah, you found it before Shechita. And now you're going to go and shech the other one. You're going to be doichim b'yadayim. Will it be brought for a karm shlamim? No. It's yira ad shiyastayim until he gets a mum. You take the money and you buy a karbin shlamim. That's, of course, according to Rabbah. According to Rab Zeira, since he says, koidim chatzois li'ach chatzois, as soon as chatzois hit, then it was nidche al yedei the chatzois, and now it's going to have a din of a carbon shlomim, because you found it, gesundheit, you found it after the chatzois. See, even though you found it before the shechita, but since you found it after the zman, which is koveya, after the zman chatzois, it's korev shlomim. Okay, so then this Gemara, when the Gemara is asking this question, who's it going according to? It must go according to Reb Zeira, not according to Rabba. Right? Everybody has that clear? Again, according to Rabba, if you have a Korban Pesach that you find before Shechita, Shechita is this man which is Koiveya, since you found it before Shechita, if you're not going to go and shecht it, but you're going to shecht the replacement, what's going to be the status of the first one? You were of Doichet B'Yadayim, you pushed it away. What is the din when you're Doichet B'Yadayim? Says our Mishnah, Pesach Shenimtza Koidim Shechita Sa Pesach Yira Ad Shiestayev Yimacher V'Yavah B'Damav Shlomim. It would be a case of Roya. Who's the one that holds his Karev Shlomim? That's Reb Zeira, because Reb Zeira says, forget about before Shechita, after Shechita. I look about before Chatzos and after Chatzos. If you find it before Chatzos, Yira. If you find it after Chatzos, Shlomim. So says the Gemara, here I have the comparable case to the case of the Karm Chatzos. Then what do we say by the Karm Chatzos? We say that if it's you found it, Koidim Sheniskapru Balim, it's Roya. But by the Karm Pesach, we say that it's Shlomim. It's a Shver on the original Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, Koshim Chatzos Roya, but Pesach Nami Roya. What's going on? So the Choyd the Gemara could have given a very easy answer and say that Shmuel doesn't hold like Reb Zeira.
He holds like
Rabba. And what would Rabba hold in this case? It would be Roya. And therefore, this would be a perfect halacha. Omar Shmuel, Kol Shebachatis Roya, like we just had now, but Pesach Nami Roya. And like Rabba, not like Reb Zeira. And in fact, if we stop here just for one second, If you turn to the Amud Beis, we're going to have a Lishna Achrina. The Lishna Achrina starts almost halfway down the Amud. Lishna Achrina, where the Gemara is repeating what we just said now. The Ilba Pesach Heicha Di Ova Benimta Achachatois Koidim Shchita Yikarev Shlomim. And with the Gemara is in Ishver Shmuel Kerabas Viralei the Yom Shchita Kova. So that's L'choyre the Teretz that the Gemara could give. The reason why the Gemara doesn't want to give the Teretz is like the Gemara continues on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, like Reb Zera. So therefore, bottom line is, getting back, that's going to be the Lishna Achrina, but the first Lashon asks Akasha, based on the assumption that Shmuel holds like Reb Zera, the reason why the Gemara assumes he learns like Reb Zera, because Rabbi Yochanan says Beferish just like Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan says Ein a pesach kodesh shlam el shenim to achar shchita, avol koydim shchita loy. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabba, by default Shmuel holds like Reb Zera. If he holds like Reb Zera, so I don't understand the second half of Shmuel's halacha. He said, "Kol shebechatis roya bepesach nami roya." It's not true. We just said now, according to the Chachamim, ein chatis meisah shenim tzlach yishkav rabah. Hakodim sheyishkav rabalim roya. Oh, before the kapara roya. Vil bepesach heich di ovav nimtza achatzoyis koinim shchita, before the kapara, before the shchita, like Reb Zera korim shlamim, not roya. So again, the Gemara, the Amud Beis is going to say Shmuel doesn't hold like Reb Zera, Shmuel holds like Rabba, and then there's no kasha. But that's for the Amud Beis Lishnachris. Here the Gemara says Shmuel k'Rabbi Svirolei. Shmuel doesn't learn like the Chacham. Remember, the whole kasha was that we started off. I v'avud b'shasa fresh l'rabbanon d'leraya. Forget about Rabban now. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. Now what did Rebbe say? Going back to the beginning of the Mishnah that we just quoted. Shmuel holds like Rebbe. The Omer Avuda is Lamisa Azla. Ah, so that's great now. If it's Avuda Lamisa, and now we said it before a moment ago that Legabi the Karban Pesach is going to go Shlomim. So that's like the first halacha of Shmuel, not the second halacha, the first halacha. Om Shmuel Kol Shebechatis Mesa, because Shmuel says I hold like Rebbe, it goes Lemisa, but Pesach Karav Shlomim, like we just said a moment ago. I'm in it. But Kol Avudu LeRebbe Mesa. You're telling me that according to Rebbe, all Avudu is Mesa. Bilu Pesach Heicha Di Ovad. Sorry. According to Rebbe, you're always going to have a case of one going Lemisa. Right? You found both. You have the old one and the new one. Echad Tikarev and Mishniya is Thomas. You have Misa. Vilu b'Pesach, heich di oved koidim chatzois. V'nim tza koidim chatzois. Remember, this is Shmuel Shitosei that we focus on chatzois. Di oved koidim chatzois, v'nim tza koidim chatzois. Roya. Then the halach is Roya. Like we learned in a Mishnah. If it's nim tza koidim chatzois, so you didn't have it, it wasn't nikva yet, but when chatzos comes, it will become nikva. Then roya, it will be pushed away. So freitach v'moriyet, you started off on mishmul kol shemachatas meisa. All the cases of chatas, which all the cases, the case of the avuda shiniskapa balevi acher. What does Rabbi say in that case? It goes lemisa. Yet we have a case by Shlomim, not by Shlomim, by Karban Pesach, depending on whether you found it before Chatzos or after Chatzos. What happened if it was Nimtza Koidim Chatzos? What's the halacha? Roya Koidim Chatzos. I'm sorry. The Ilu B'Pesach Heich the Ovid Koidim Chatzos. V'Nimtza Koidim Chatzos. It goes Roya. It goes V'Raya. So we're again stuck because Shmuel said Kol Shem Chatzos Mesa. The Pesach Karev Shlomim. It's not true. I have here a case of Kol Shebechatas Mesa, like Rebbe, but the Pesach is not Karev Shlomim. The Pesach it goes L'Raya, when it was Koidim Chatzos. And the Gemara, since Shmuel is referring to the Avudim, those that got lost, Koidim Chatzos Lam Ovedu. The fact that it got lost before Chatzos is loymale v'loy moirid, because it's not the zman yet. What would happen if, for instance, you have a karm chattas and you want to bring the karm chattas the next day, and that whole night you're looking for the karm chattas, I can't find it anywhere. Oi, it's avuda. Oi, what's going to happen? And then I find it the next morning. Do I have to start worrying about, is this one of the chatois neisais? It's nidcha because it's avud. Says Rava, no. Avidus lailav shmavid, because this minute is just closed anyway. It could be lost for 6 weeks until you intend bringing it. Who cares that it's lost? When I want to bring the karm, and then it's got to be benimtza. Here, the same thing when you're talking about the karm pesach. Since karm pesach before chatois is like a week earlier, it's like a month earlier. It's like trying to bring karm pesach today on Purim. Can you bring karm pesach on Purim? Of course not. So if it gets lost today on Purim, who cares it got lost on Purim? The important thing is that I should have it from at least Ba'asa L'Chodesh, if you're talking about Pesach Mitzrayim, or an Erev Pesach. So Avinu Lailav Shmaveda, and the same thing over here, the fact that it got lost before Chatzos, Tosin Nishka Ovid, he is not talking about, Shmuel is not talking about that case.
But if he picks another one, doesn't that perforce make the first one Ovid? If you pick a replacement, you're having shown Yush that you're not getting...
Gemara is assuming that he's only picking a replacement after Chatzos. So before Chatzos, there was no replacement. Before Chatzos, there was no Ovid, because Ovid doesn't apply until the witching hour, until Chatzos. Zokimara. So by the Zoyfei Timara, if you're telling me that according to Rebbe, all cases are made... What have we said so far? Says the Gemara, so far we have a good shot in Shmuel. Shmuel says Shchatas Mesa because he's learning like Rebbe. But Pesach Karev Shlamim, one would be Pesach Karev Shlamim if the Pesach arrives on the scene post Chatzos. Since it's post Chatzos, there was no problem being Nidcha. It's a brand new. Boom. You're going to bring it for a Karm Shlomim, that works fine. But Frank Dimoriyat, what about the second part of Shmuel? Where do we find the case according to Rabbi? Because Rabbi says it always goes to Misa. Everything Gemara Kirab Oishia. Who's a Oishia Gemara? Oishia. Hefrishte Chatois Lachrayis. What happens if a person is a very noivis type? Every time he wants to bring a Karm Chatas, he wants to be on the safe side. You never know what can happen with the Chatas. He can get lost, he can get a mum. Who knows? I'm going to go and buy two Chatois, I'm going to bring them both to the Beis Midrash, I'm going to say to the Kohen, do whichever one you want, and the second one is just for the guarantee, just to be on the safe side. Right? You're going for a trip to Miami, you're going to rent a car from Enterprise. You never know, maybe Enterprise will be closed, maybe they won't have any cars left. You know what? I'm going to also order one from Avis. Yeah, you never know, but Avis might also, they try harder, but you know, let me get one from Hertz, or from, in other words, you make three or four different reservations just to be on the safe side. You never know what can happen in life. So that's that type of person over here. He's mafresh tei chatois lachrayis, just to be safe. What happens? Miskapra biakas, man. Ultimately, one you're going to bring for kapara, ushni is going to be tera. Ah, that's the case according to Rebbe of Roya, that you were initially, you were mafrish to the second one for achrais. Freitimar, v'ilu b'pesach ki haigamna. What would be the halacha there if you were mafrish to karbonois pesach li achrais? What would be the din? It would be kariv shlomim. Why would that be Karim Shlomim? Because that's a classic, Rashi says, Moisra Pesach. And Moisra Pesach is Karim Shlomim. Is a Chmaita Shver on Shmuel?
Because he says it's not.
Shmuel said if something is Roya, by Chatas it's Roya, then by Karim Pesach it's also Roya. And the only case I was able to find Roya according to Rebbe is in this case a Mafish Lachrai, it's like Rav Oishia. But in that very case, Shmuel and everybody else would agree that by Moisra Pesach it has a din of a Shlomim, not Roya. So I'm still scratching my head. What's Pshan and Shmuel? Oh, and the Shmuel Krib Shimon Tzvirle. Shmuel holds like Krib Shimon, who disagrees with both the Rabbanon and Rebbe that we had on the Omer Aleph. The Omer, what does Reb Shimon hold? Chomish Chatois. A young lady will be out in a few minutes. The Omer, Chomish Chatois Meisais. The Reb Shimon says, that you have five chatois mesois, and the halach of chamish chatois mesois says Rashi applies even in the case of Rab Oishia, where this fellow, he's a tam, such a wonderful Jew, such an erlich yid, he brings two chatois just to be on the safe side. Says Rab Shimon, unfortunately the second korban, that second one that he brought lachrayis, is not going to be roya, it also goes lemisa. And therefore, we do not have a case according to Reb Shimon of a roya. We only have a case of misa. And that's why Shmuel will say, I hold like Reb Shimon, kol shebechatos, whenever by the chatos it goes lemisa, which would even in the case of this achrayis case, what would be the din legabe the korban pesach? The korban pesach is bo shlomim, and everything is great. The first half of Shmuel is great. Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon that legabe the korban chatos, it always goes lemisa, like he started off kol shebechatos mesa. What's the din by the korban pesach? It has a din of a shlomim. That's this case. A case either of niskapu balei acher, or a case of lachrayis. All cases because Reb Shimon holds across the board, it always goes lamisa. If that's the case, then there is no case of roya by chatos. So how did Shmuel say, oh, by the way, if by the chatos you have a case of roya, then by the karm pesach would also be roya. So like mishtok a case of roya by Reb Shimon. Says Yimar, you're right. Shmuel nami chodeka amar. Shmuel only said the first half. Kol shebechatos meisa bepesach korev shlomim. He didn't say the second half. Who added it? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell us. Apparently, a later Talmud and later Amoyer said, "Well, since Shmuel said kol shebechatos meisa pesach korev shlomim, so probably by chatos roy." Reb Yid, Shmuel doesn't hold that is a chatos roy. It doesn't exist. Chatos is never roy. Even the case of Reb Oishia. Because Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. So therefore that second part falls away. Forget about it. Don't worry about it. Frank tomorrow, my kamashwan. What is the chiddush then of Shmuel? Because all Shmuel is telling us the din of, that the Pesach is brought for a shlum. Guess what? That's what we had in the Mishnah yesterday. That Rabbi Kiva said, that if I find the Korban Pesach after the Shechita of the replacement Korban Pesach, then the original Korban Pesach is Korev Shlomim. So what do I have to go and say? For you to remember, I want you to know, whenever we hold a Bechatas is Mesa, he'll be Shlom. Forget about Chatas Mesa. Have the Vedish Mishnah. Mishnah says that if you went and found it after it was already brought after the Shechita of the replacement, then it goes for Shlomim. So what do I need Shmuel to love? What is Shmuel coming to tell us? Says Yimar, he comes to tell us something very important. Lafukim and Rabbi Yochanan, that Shmuel wants to say, I hold like Reb Zeira, that what's koivea is chatzois is koivea, and not like Reb Yochanan, who learns like Rabbo. Lafukim and Reb Yochanan, the Omer, on the Omer Aleph, he had Reb Yochanan said, Eina Pesach Karev Shlomim, El Shanim to Acher Shechita. Amakoinim Shechita Loi, Alma Shechita Kova, Kamash Malon. That's why Shmuel says, with all due respect to my honored and esteemed colleague Reb Yochanan, I want you to know we do not fizach like Reb Yochanan who holds like Rabba, but rather I hold like Reb Zeira. Kamash Malon Chatzois Kova, the Chatzois is the one that's Koivea. Does that say a word about that in Shmuel? Shmuel never mentioned that. But since I see that Shmuel argued with Reb Yochanan, or Reb Yochanan argued with Shmuel, Bal Korchach, by default, Shmuel must hold like Reb Zeira, and therefore his chiddush is before Chatzois and after Chatzois, and not before Shechita and after Shechita. That's the first lashon. The lishna achrina is very, very similar to the first lashon, and in fact, we're going to conclude exactly like the first lashon. But first, we start off lishna achrina. Ve'ilu bepesach, ve'ilu avodah mishvachis nimkarnu hecharashi. Ve'ilu bepesach, you see, also nochapsashikol ovad, right? La'abi l'sayir. Okay. Ve'ilu bepesach, heicha di ovad v'nimtze acher chatzois koydim shchiti yekored shlomim. This, the Gemara is really picking up in the middle. If you want to return back to the Amud Aleph just for a second, you'll see where the Lishna Achrina picks up. The Ilu B'Pesach, Hechad Yavad, right? That's what we said over here. Where's the Ilu B'Pesach, Hechad Yavad? That's about 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid, we'll be out of Bais in a few minutes. Right, everybody have that? What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was that we just got finished saying about the Chachomim. Let's go back. Chachomim. Right, about 10 lines to the bottom. Chachomim. On the Amid Aleph. Ein chatos mesa alishanimtsis li achash in iskapru bal. Koidim shiskapru balim as a din of roya. Oh, it's a din of roya. Roya. And therefore, by Korban Pesach, it should also be roya, like we learned earlier, because Shmuel said in the second halacha that if the Korban chatos is roya, then Pesach is also roya. The Ilu, this is where the Gemara is picking up on the Amud Beis. The Pesach, Heicha di Ovid, the Nimza Acher Chatzos, Koyim Shchitis, Koyim Shlomim, it doesn't go Roya. How did the mother answer this question? Shmuel, Kerebi Svirale, the Omar, and then we had the whole Masamat Rebbe, and then we had Boishia, and then finally we had Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, no, I don't need to come on to Rebbe. Shmuel, the whole kasha that you're asking is based on that you're saying by Pesach, Hecha di Avad, you found it after Chatzos, before Shechita, Korev Shlomim, who holds that? Reb Zeira holds that. I, Shmuel, maybe I hold like Rabba. And if you hold like Rabba, you don't focus on before Chatzos and after Chatzos, before Shechita and after Shechita. And since it would be found before Shechita, what would be the din according to Rabba if you find the old Korban Pesach before Shechita? Exactly. Since you're going to decide to bring the replacement, and you bring the replacement, your doicha biyadayim, and has a din of roya, so that's very good. Then it's Shtim Zeikit. Sai by Chatzos is roya, and sai by the Korban Pesach. Is roya. And that's what we already mentioned on the Amud Aleph. Back to the Gemara Lishnachrei. Even Pesach, Hecha di Avad Nimtzach Chatzos Korim Shchita Yikarim Shlomim. Is Doch Shver. Here it says roya, and here it's Shlomim. So the Gemara Shmuel Karabas Firalei. The Meshchita Kava. Once you hold Shchita Kaveya, then it works beautifully, because since it says the Nimtza Acher Chatzos Koidim Shchita, if you hold like a Rabba, would it be a Shlomim? No, it wouldn't be a shlamim. It would go roya, and therefore there's no kasha anymore. The second half of Shmuel is letter perfect. By chatas is roya because it's going according to the Rabbanon, and by the case of Pesach it's also roya if Shmuel holds like Rabba, since it's talking about that you found it before Shechita. So b'shach Shechita and doicha, it's roya. So I have a good teretz. Says Yimar, no, you do not have a good tenant. But Midik Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Allah, ain't a Pesach Karev Shlom, Elishin, and Zach, Shechita. Abba Koinim Shechita, Loi.
He also is like Rabba.
Alma Shechita Kova. So I see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shechita is the one that's Koiveya.
Right.
So then what is Rabbi Yochanan bringing to the table? If both Shmuel holds that Shechita is Kova, says Rabbi Yochanan, oh, Shmuel, 1 second, let me tell you, Shechita is Koiveya. Shmuel says, Rabbi Yochanan, were you listening to me? That's not what I've been saying the whole time, Shechita is Kaveh. By the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with Shmuel, Mechlal, the Shmuel, Sabar, Chatzos Kova. And if Chatzos Kova, then we're back to square one. That he holds like Reb Zera. And then the Korban Pesach is going to be Korban Shlomim. Here by the Korban Chatos, according to the Rabbanan, it goes Roya. And here by the Korban Pesach, we say that it's Korban Shlomim. But that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that Chatos is Roya, then Pesach is also Roya. What's going on? Also tomorrow, back to the Amud Aleph, Ele Shmuel Ker Rabbi Svirolei. The Amud Vudu Le Misa Azla, not like the Rabbanan that it's Roya, it goes Le Misa. And every time by Korban Pesach, I'm sorry, by Korban Chatos, and it goes La Misa, what's the din by Korban Pesach? It goes for a Shlomim. No, that's what Shmuel said, it goes for a Shlomim. Just like he holds like Rabbi. Frankie Mora, V'hakol Avudim, Le Rabbi, all their time they're Mason, V'il B'Pesach, Heicha di Ovad, Koinim Chatzos, V'nimtza, Koinim Chatzos, is Roya. So then, you just told me that wherever it's Misa by Chatos, it's going to be a Shlomim by the Korban Pesach, Sinish Emes. If you find it before Chatzos, it goes L'Roya. It's a Shver. What is the Gemara answer? Kosovra, Koinim Chatzos, Lav Ovenu. If you find it before Chatzos, that's not even on the screen. You have a flight that's supposed to leave at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you hear before 12 o'clock that the plane is not here. The plane doesn't have to be here. The plane has to be here at 3. It doesn't have to be here at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's lab ovidu. That's not ovid. Like, and the Gemara continues on the Amid Aleph. And kinerovid yomerov avedis lailu lav shmu aveda. And here also lav shmu aveda. And how does the Gemara continue on? El roya hechi v'rabbi hechi mishkachas la. Like rehoishia. And Rabbi Yishe talking about lachrayis. Ay, by Pesach then would also karev shlom. And shmul holds like Reb Shimon. Until we get to the very final end before lishnachrina. Kamash malon chatzois kova. And that's what he Mar ends off because over Chatzos Kova, and the last Rashi tells us El Shmuel Kedavi Sfirulei, four lines at the bottom of the Amid Kiddeli El Ad Kamashmul and Chatzos Kova. Repeat the whole thing again, Rabbi. So when you have a chance, go through the top 10 lines here of the Amid. Please repeat it word for word, because according to Lishna Achrina, we're finishing off exactly the same way we finished off the first lashon. So bottom line is, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that anytime we find by a carbon chatos that it goes lemisa, then by a carbon pesach it becomes a shlamim. Ignore the second part of Shmuel because Shmuel never said it. I don't know who said it, but it wasn't Shmuel. Only the first halach. So who holds that every single time by the chatos it's going to go lemisa? That's going to be our Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds that in all cases of chatush niskapu baleo bi'acher, even if he was mafreshet le'achrayis, and certainly if it was ovid, in all cases, what's it then? It goes lemisa. What would Shmuel hold in such a case? That it goes for a carbon shlamin. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Lafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the shchit is koveya. Says Shmuel, it's not the shchit which is koveya, it's the chatzois is koveya. Aye, but you told me before chatzois, it doesn't become a shlamin. It's yirad she is tired. How could that be? Didn't you just tell me now? Kosh b'chatzos mesa. It's always a shlamin. Now before chatzois, it doesn't become a shlamin. Says the Gemara, before Chatzos is off the radar screen. Who's talking about before Chatzos? Before Chatzos is if it was Avuda Balayla, as if it was Avuda for the last 6 months. Who cares? We want to know at the time of bringing the current Pesach that it's around. What happened before? That's of no consequence. Therefore, that's a pshat in Shmuel, both according to the first Lashon and the second Lashon. The only thing that the second Lashon did was, for a short moment, said, who says that Shmuel holds like Reb Zeira? Maybe Shmuel holds like Rabba. And if Shmuel holds like Rabba, then you could have a case where it's both Roya over here and it's Roya over there, and everything would be great and everything would be beautiful. Says the Gemara, sorry fella, it cannot be that Shmuel holds like Rabba because Reb Yochanan holds like Rabba. Al-Karchi holds like Reb Zeira, and that's the machloikim between Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. Have a wonderful day of Friday and Lechti and Pirim to all of you. Thank you all for listening and participating.